Carrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Hey, Mark Carrington here, coming to you live from the White House here in Washington, D.C. on the Mark Carrington Show. We're on location in Washington, D.C., the swamp. And we're here at Lafayette Square, which is on the north side of the White House. This is where they have designated a free speech zone, so to speak. Even though the entire United States is a free speech zone, they allow this kind of protest here without any kind of limitations and so forth. So we're here talking about the issue of abortion. And, of course, Sam, just let the thing fall down. Because of what's going on with the United States Supreme Court, Judge Brett Kavanaugh is going to be in confirmation hearings here within weeks. That's President Trump's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. And so we're going to spend today and partially some tomorrow lobbying on behalf of Judge Kavanaugh, because we believe that he could be an asset to the court on the pro-life issue. And just briefly, and I'm going to spend very little time on Kavanaugh and the Supreme Court, but I want to summarize something I spoke about last week. And I wrote a blog about calling activists back to earth, because in many regards, we've overreacted to the to Judge Kavanaugh's nomination. That is that a lot of people are saying he's going to overturn Roe. Well, first of all, he's only one justice. Number two, we only have one for sure vote on the Supreme Court now. That's Clarence Thomas, who voted in the minority in a 7-2 decision in Planned Parenthood versus Casey. He said that Roe v. Wade should be overturned. But he's the only one on record in a court case that's actually voted to overturn Roe. We've got other justices, Roberts and Gorsuch, which we don't know about. And we believe that Alito would vote to overturn. But we don't know that about Kavanaugh at all. He's a strict constructionist. He says he would interpret the law as it's written. We understand that, and we're hopes that he would, if the opportunity came around, he would strike down Roe v. Wade and return the abortion issue back to the states. But we don't know for sure. But here's the bottom line. Brett Kavanaugh is the nominee, so we got to get behind him no matter what. We can't change that. It is who it is, so we got to get behind him in hopes that he's going to do the right thing on the Supreme Court. So we got to continue to work that to try to get a majority on the Supreme Court so we could and eventually overturn Roe versus Wade. Now, it's my opinion that we would need more than just Kavanaugh. We might need one or two more justices to guarantee, just by the numbers alone, that we could overturn Roe. That means Ginsburg and Breyer need to retire. And that's, obviously we would need 8 years, I think, of President Trump in order to get that done. So that's basically the lay of the land when it comes to the Supreme Court. We're going to do what we can to get this guy confirmed, keeping in mind that I still believe that we should also be defying Roe v. Wade at the state legislatures across the country at the state level. And basically, because Roe's bad law and the states should not be bound by it. But that's a whole nother topic for another day. So we're here at the White House. What I'm going to do here, I'm going to take you around and interview some of our interns and maybe get a couple on-the-street interviews from people that are here who are here for other reasons, to protest or just here as tourists to take in the White House. So, Sam, if you would follow me over here, I'm going to interview Eliana. Eliana is an intern at Created Equal this year. And Eliana, what do you think about, have you ever been to the White House before first?
I have not. I've never been here before. So.
Okay, so this is an experience for most of our interns. They've not been here. What do you think of this?
I think this is pretty crazy. It's exciting that we can be here with such a big crowd of people to be able to reach with the images and just with having a conversation. With
so you've had good conversations today?
Yeah, I've had a few. Yeah.
And what do you think of the victim images? How do people respond to those?
A lot of people have just been very shocked by them. A lot of them seem like they haven't seen them before, and so I think it's great that we're able to reach them and expose this injustice that hasn't been seen by many.
What do you say when people say, oh, they don't work?
Well, I just explain to them that...
Do they work?
No, they do work, yeah.
Okay, when people say you're just offending people and why should children see these photos, what do you say?
They might be offending people, but we should be willing to take that risk if that means that we can potentially save lives through using them.
Great. So Eliana's here at the internship this summer. What? How old are you?
I'm 16.
Okay, so she got two more years of high school. Then she wants to go on to do pro-life full-time, right?
I'm thinking about it, yeah.
That's the hope anyway. All right, Sam, let's come over here. This is Victorian. Victorian, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
What do you think about this today?
It's amazing. I love that we're standing outside the White House protesting against abortion.
So, you know, we're here in part because of the U.S. Supreme Court is going to be, they're going to be nomination hearings or confirmation hearings for Brett Kavanaugh. I know that you are you understand all civics, but what do you think about getting him confirmed? How important is that?
Important because if he gets confirmed, we may overturn Roe v. Wade one day. So
one day, yes.
Yeah, hopefully soon.
All right. So we want to support the president, but we're not just going to support him blindly. The fact is that Kavanaugh has been on record as an anti-abortion judge, even though he has, as a district judge, said that he would basically fall in line with Roe versus Wade. Now, a lot of people would say, well, that's because he's a district judge. Therefore, he's bound by Supreme Court precedent. Well, we hope that's true. But it's still a little bit troubling in what he said there. But beyond that, I mean, the only other concern I have with Kavanaugh is the Obamacare decision in which he sided with Judge Roberts and ruled that it was a tax, that the individual mandate was a tax, which tells me that he's willing to give on the Constitution and the interpretation of the Constitution, which in some ways is troubling, very troubling to me. All right, so let's see. Over here, let's go over here. Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Victorian and Eliana. Let's see here. Maybe we can get somebody. Would you mind coming on camera, ma'am?
I am not good in English.
Okay. All right. Sorry to break that up. Lizbeth Nelson is with us here. Lizbeth, have you been to the White House before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. What do you think about this? I mean, who are we reaching here today? What's the point?
All sorts of people. I've talked to several people from Denmark.
Denmark, okay.
Yeah, different places, and it's
where
cool
it's
to hear.
Denmark's legal.
Yeah, they set up to like 3 months in Denmark, so it's cool to hear different people's perceptions of abortion. A lot of them are shocked by what it looks like and that it's legal here in the U.S.
And the last couple of days we've been in Baltimore doing public outreach in the streets of Baltimore. Here today in Washington, D.C., we go into the Senate building in a few hours here. By the way, I'm going to read to you the senators that we're going to hopefully be lobbying at the Senate building. These are the ones that are on the fence when it comes to Kavanaugh. These are the ones that are saying they're uncertain in their vote. Lisa Murkowski, that's from Arkansas. Joe Manchin, he's waffling, so we got to stiffen his spine. Joe Donnelly, McCaskill from Louisiana. Susan Collins, I think she's a lost cause, but we're going to give her a shot. And Heidi Heitkamp, she's from North Dakota. So those are the six that we're going to be lobbying directly today, and we may reach more of them. Depends, you know, as we walk around the Senate building, who we go visit. But we're here today basically to talk about abortion generally, also about the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh. That's why we have the sign here. People would wonder why we're here. I mean, President Bush has already made a selection. That's because voters are through here. Right? I mean, voters, U.S. basically voters are here. They're everywhere, right? And so we're trying to reach them where we can. So, Lizbeth, how old are you?
19.
Okay. And what's your future? What does your future hold?
Well, I'm going to finish nursing school.
Look at the camera.
2 years. And then I want to come work for Create It Equal full time.
All right. So, nursing, how many more years?
Two.
Boy, that's too long. All right. Well, we'll settle for that. We'll take you. All right, let's see, Sam, let's move around here. People get a view of what's going on, people going about. Different protester. Here's an anti-Trump guy here, apparently, anti-Trump. I think this gentleman, not sure about him, whether he's anti-Trump. I can't make out his sign. There's a guy over there, see that one? It says treason with a 4 for the A, treason. Do you think this guy willing to talk? Have you tried to talk to him yet, Sam? Maybe I can talk to him. Let's go. Oh, we got a couple conversations over here. Let's go around here. Over here. All right. We're just going to eavesdrop on this one, hopefully. Do you mind if we record you guys talking? Would you mind?
I don't know. What's your name?
Kenton. That's Kenton.
Okay. Kenton and I have been discussing a lot of topics.
Hold on.
He's doing great.
Go ahead. So what have you been talking about?
Well, I approached this. I was just going to take a picture of the White House, you know. And then I'm like, okay, of course, it's the abortion alley.
Mm-hmm.
So he, you know, of course, I know what's the conversation is going to be. So I wanted to approach the conversation from a peaceful place, recognizing that we're all up against a lot of people that are offended right now. And how can we discuss this? I think people are ready to discuss abortion from a bigger root, right? The whole thing of what happens to the baby when you keep it. Do we really all agree that it's the best thing to do? Of course it's not. I'm a woman.
Yeah.
I have two children, mm-hmm. and I've had an abortion. So, and yes, do we want to have it not be a secret? How do we heal this? You know, all the sides. Thank God it's not in a back alley where women are. You know, we have to acknowledge the where we're at.
So are you from D.C.?
No.
Are you vacationing or just visiting?
I'm visiting. Yeah, I live in Hawaii. I'm from Canada.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am. Have dual citizen.
So have you ever been to Lafayette Square before? Here?
I think I was here last time when I was here in 2002.
Okay.
I think it was here.
So, I mean, what do you, you walked up, you said abortion alley. What do you think of this?
I don't follow politics. I know what's going on since the election in 2016 because of Trump wanting to have things more down home. Like, let's claim the true roots, you know, where women don't have to have abortions. You know, this is sort of how I'm linking it because I don't follow any kind of media that way. So, you know, so let's have women sort of be women and let's have men be men. I feel that into the conversation and feel the, okay, we don't want to be offended by that because that can be a good thing. And again, this is not an ideal. Women do not go in wanting abortions, but then it's tricky because a lot of times it is sort of used as a form of birth control. I'm not saying it's ideal.
Right.
I'm not saying, but.
But you would consider yourself pro-choice or am I wrong?
Well, okay, so you have to relate it to someone you love. And of course, I know many women, and most women I know have had abortions, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And safely, of course.
Okay.
And I know I'm a people person, I like people, so I'm going to say 3 out of 4 women have had them. Mm-hmm. 3 out of 4 women have been raped. I mean, this is not an anomaly.
Sure.
So it's coming, this is the secret's coming to the surface.
Okay.
So you were asking me,
Well, what did you think about the signs when you walked up? I mean, this kind of thing.
I was like, yeah, that's, I mean, when I was running for school president in grade 7, my opponent showed, he did the whole pro-abortion or anti-abortion thing. And we had all the pictures and I was like, as a young woman, I was like, okay, but you know, that's a little much, you know, but we get it. Does it elicit a visceral feeling? Yes, of course it does. So that people can look and see it as life. Absolutely. Have we gotten to the point where we're seeing it not as life? Absolutely. And we need to approach it as life.
Okay. So, I mean, you're not going to challenge some people can't say they're fake or this isn't what abortion is.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You wouldn't say that.
No. I'm medically
that
trained.
These are true. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you acknowledge the photos, but how does it affect you personally when you see the photos at all? Because there's people think this is a little over the top sometimes. They think, oh, you know, we shouldn't be showing this. What do you think of that?
Well, I deal with a lot of life and death in my life. I deal with a lot of death. So okay. It's, you know, I can witness it from a place of not feeling, having strong emotions either way, just honoring it and not turning away, right? Neither being... You know, there's always this slight fascination. It's why people watch horror, right?
Yeah.
I'm neither deeply fascinated or...
Right. Yes.
It's life and death. And very few situations in our lives are actually life and death. Abortion is a big deal.
He's a traitor!
And
he's a low IQ traitor!
So,
this is fun.
So where would you fall on the spectrum if you thought, if abortion should be illegal, at what point? Is there such a thing?
Don't make
Never?
It illegal.
Never?
What if
at any point.
What if you're... daughter had to, or if it was for the destiny of that child, I mean, that would find a way to not be in mother's body, okay, if it was truly the destiny, you know, you have a miscarriage. To make it illegal is, I think anything in this time that smacks of going backward, because we know it was illegal at one point. It's like saying, if you were to make booze illegal, again, people would go nuts.
But I mean, do you at any point recognize that the preborn are human in the womb and need protection? Because we have pictures of a 20-week abortion. I mean, children live outside the womb at 20 weeks. Would you agree that maybe that would be a point that we could agree on? Maybe?
Well, anything after 12, 8 or 10 weeks is really, yeah. I mean, that's where you're dealing with the
you have to really address the wound of the mother. And the wound, a lot of women have abortions because of the wound with their own
mother. Okay, I understand that. But where does the value of a human life in the womb come in? We have laws now in America that ban abortions at state legislature level at 20 weeks, 24 weeks. Do you think that's reasonable?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you would say that's reasonable.
Yes, I do. I do think that's very reasonable.
Okay.
It's very painful for everyone involved.
So at some point you would say there is value to the preborn. I'm just trying to get where would that be? Is it beyond that? Is it you said 8 to 10 weeks? Well, you know, that's fairly early, as you know. Look at these photos. It's 15 weeks. Okay. So I know 8 to 10 weeks, you're banned. You know, if you would say you were going to say that that would be a point to which we would outlaw abortion, you're probably outlawing almost, you know, almost 90% of them because they all occur after that.
That's unfortunate. And that's where we were talking about consciousness and conscious conception.
Okay. That's, you would draw the line there.
Yep.
Okay, sentience, consciousness, awareness, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you can call it that. But
okay.
I would draw the line there because just physically and what's happening with the mother and what's happening with the baby, that's brutal.
Yeah.
That's really brutal.
Yeah,
really, really,
you know,
brutal.
Scientists disagree as to where that takes place, but many would say that's happening around 14, 15 weeks, typically, where the baby has the ability to understand who they are kind of understanding. I mean, have an idea that they exist as, you know, as an entity, let's say. I wish more pro-choice people would come to that kind of a conclusion, because many would say abortion on demand. I mean, that's kind of where they're at here in America.
Well, it's really polarized right now. And at some point, we're going to start having the conversation differently.
How would we do that? How would it be different?
It's going to be different.
And I'll leave it at that, because we'll move on. But thank you.
To be calm and as much as possible and look at the bigger picture, for lack of a better word, about the lineage, about the mother and the healing. Because what's happening in those vital weeks is, I can tell you, you can just conjecture as an intelligent human being that the girl or the woman is having a conversation with family. She's unsure. There goes a week.
Yeah.
Another week goes into, is this legal? Another week. And those weeks are vital.
Right.
So it's not, you're not talking about something you can make a decision on a car and you can make that decision in 8 months from now. It's such a vital time. So those 2 weeks or that 1 week.
Wrong with the debate now?
It's too convoluted. It's too.
What do you mean by that? There's too much confusion and.
There's people are healing through the conversation. So people are healing their own abortions. People themselves, they don't know if they were consciously conceived, or they might have a subconscious tape that they weren't wanted.
Okay.
Which is fine. So then they're drawn to a situation where they say, I want everyone to.
Do you think we can have a civil discussion about this?
Yes.
I mean, we're having one.
Absolutely. And I see it every day.
Do you think, I mean, these pictures, some people get the wrong impression of those who would hold these signs. What was your initial impression of those who might use these?
I try and lighten up out of them. I'm like, whoo, that's intense.
Yeah.
Okay. But
you talk to Kenton and they probably changed a little bit because.
Well, Kenton's he's young and he's passionate about it. And I want young people to have the same conversation I'm having with the people, my friends and community and as mothers and as fathers and as people wanting to see more consciousness on the planet, more love, more light. That's really what it is. And life is about that. So we had a great conversation. I don't know. But he's just like, you caught
me,
brother.
I'll leave you to Kenton and your conversation. What's your name?
Melinda.
Melinda, I'm Mark. Thank you for
you,
taking
Mark.
The time.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. All right, Sam, let's move on, see if we can find anybody else here. Oh, here's an interesting conversation. Some people don't like it when we intrude on their conversations, but let's see. Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you about your sign? Or do you want to talk?
I don't want to talk.
Okay.
What is it you want to know?
No, I just want to know what the sign. Listen, I'm not one way or the other. I'm not sure. Are you talking about President Trump? Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's the other side say? It says, repeating a lie doesn't make it true. Revolution happens when outrage is normal. Okay. Can you explain that to me?
If I have to, then we have a problem.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that be the point, to help me clarify what it means? I mean,
no.
I just want to know.
No. No.
Saying Trump's a liar and he repeats it a lot.
Okay.
And revolution happens when outrage is normal. Okay. So the outrage against Trump, it should be normal. Therefore, a revolution can occur. Is that what you're saying? All right. We get it. All right. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
What do you think about this display here? Yeah, there are a lot of them, right? Yeah. We have a bunch of. What do you think about the anti-abortion signs?
I love them.
Really?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you're pro-life.
I am pro-life.
Anti-abortion.
Okay. Anti-abortion.
Interesting. Do you live in Washington D.C.?
I live in Bethesda, Maryland.
Okay. Well, you're an anomaly. You know that.
I know.
It's good to meet you.
Be pretty hard.
We're with you. We're with you on that one. Okay. So why? What is it that brought you to that conclusion?
I believe it's murder.
Okay.
Because I believe a fetus is a life.
Is that because of your upbringing?
Yes.
Okay. So you were taught early on in your parents or what have your school, what have you?
Yes.
Christian or
Catholic?
Any religion? Okay. So you're Catholic.
Now, that being said, I have done critical thinking independently of religion, and okay. I've arrived at the same conclusion.
Based on logic, philosophy, science, it basically compels you to believe that the preborn are human and deserve protection.
Yes, sir.
You don't need to be a Christian or a religious to believe that, right?
No, sir.
All right. So why are you here today?
I usually come down here on lunch break. I work at a law firm right up the street.
Okay.
And I just like hanging out here, seeing what's going on.
This is a good place to hang out, isn't it? Getting in conversations about the things you care about.
Yeah.
So
it never ceases to disappoint.
So are you in support of, I probably you are, Brett Kavanaugh for Supreme Court?
100%. Love the guy.
What about Trump?
I do
There's
like,
always a pause there.
Yeah, I'm scared to go on record and say it, but yeah, I like him.
It's okay. It's okay. You're not going to get assaulted here, I don't think. We won't, okay. Anyway.
Well,
but exactly. All right. Well, good to know you. What's your name again?
Andrew.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Let's see, Sam. Do we have anything else to report here? Probably not. All right. So Mark Harrington here coming to you live from Washington, D.C. in front of the White House. We are here on the Overturn Row Tour. That is, we are spending today and tomorrow. We were in Baltimore yesterday. Today and tomorrow, the White House will be at the Senate building today as well, lobbying senators on behalf of Brett Kavanaugh for U.S. Supreme Court. Try to sway a few senators that might be on the fence regarding this. And also, we'll be at the U.S. Supreme Court later on today, showing the truth about abortion and also supporting Mr. Kavanaugh as the U.S. Supreme Court Justice next one to replace Anthony Kennedy. So this is day three of our tour here in Washington with our interns. We got 15 people on the ground here. This is the place to be. This is the marketplace of ideas. That's what we believe in at Created Equal. We say, teach them some apologetics, teach them a few things, and then take them out and allow them to experience that kind of debate with people that disagree with them. That's what this is all about. And that's what makes us unique as an organization. We don't do one and not the other. We're not just an activist organization, which ignores the apologetics piece, or an apologetics organization that ignores the activist piece. We're trying to do a very difficult thing, and that is combine those two into one, because we believe both are vital. Obviously, you got to have the arguments, but you also have to put those arguments into practice, which means going out on the street, boots on the ground, doing outreach, and that's what we do. So the people we're training up are going to be the strongest apologists in the country because they have heard it all. And today they're going to hear it all day long and be responding to that. So that's what we're about. This Saturday we'll be having our graduation. The interns will be graduating from our internship. This Saturday we're going to have Dr. Monica Miller speaking to us, who just got out of jail yesterday. As in her part in the Red Rose Rescue, she spent almost 45 days in jail for her defense of preborn babies. She's going to be addressing our interns and those gathered this Saturday at our graduation. So we're looking forward to that. So folks, pray for us today. We're going to be heading from here off to the Senate building to lobby senators on behalf of Brett Kavanaugh. So be praying for our young people. Pray that we get the message out here at the White House today, and the message out at the Senate here later today. So Mark Harrington here coming to you live from Washington, D.C. at the White House. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net.
Createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.